The Rancor's Brothel presents. A Dungeons & Dragons campaign.
Out of the Abyss.
Sits up.
You're right, love.
Yeah, like normal. I got the shit beat out of me, but you're all still living, so. Fellas, and I salute the dwarves. I reach into my pack and put on my pin.
Very shakily.
No, I'm at...
You just stab it into your skin. You don't give a fuck anymore.
I would say I'm at just as many hit points now as I was for the last two rounds of combat. Like, I'm good to go. Let's... Ding, ding. I hear the bell. Let's fight. Are there any others that need to be cleared out?
I think we got there was a bunch of dretches that ran past you, but then no.
What in the nine hells happened here? Where's Brunor?
He's up in the throne room.
I push my way past them.
The attacks have been coming more and more.
Perfect. Well, let's go talk to the king.
I'm going to take 4 hours, and then I'm going with you.
I'm going straight to the throne room.
I'm going to fucking rest.
You realize you're safer to rest up in the throne room.
That's a fair point.
Than you are where the attack was.
The random mushroom field, definitely more safe than the throne room.
I'll hide under a mushroom.
Mushroom field.
Yeah.
Just this half is gone.
It's more like a third.
We don't know what's beyond this circle that he drew everything inside of, which is why I thought we were stuck in it.
Okay, how late you guys want to go?
I mean, we can have a conversation with Brunner if you want.
Okay.
I mean, I got a softball game in the morning, but I got another hour.
I was going to say it's 11 o'clock, so it's up to you, man.
I just want to know what my target is.
Yeah.
4 a.m.
Yeah, you guys make your way up through the city, take the train back up to the level where the government stuff is.
I'm eating leftover frittata.
I'm just pulling off mushrooms as I walk out of here.
I just like the idea, since I lost the whole book thing, I also like the idea that she's actually an incredible chef, because it is some of my skill set.
Yeah, I remember.
Like,
I always forget you're a cook.
Yeah, no, pretty goddamn good one. Just every time I end up cooking, something horrible happens.
Wait, was there anything on the bodies, by the way?
Oh, no. No.
Okay. Just checking.
She's pulling out delicious meat pastries or something.
In all honesty, I'm still not sure how that works, because it used to list in each monster what kind of treasure you could find, but...
You could roll on a random table.
Well, I could, but I don't want to give you extra shit that you're not supposed to get.
It doesn't have to be magical. Can I see the picture of the lady we killed?
You can.
Now that she's
this here. Is a Marilith.
Yuck.
It's Cassiopeia with swords.
Yeah. Real quick, I want to figure out what level encounter this was.
Yeah, do we level up? Because that would be useful. We've had quite a few big fights and haven't leveled in, what, 3 sessions? Accurate?
The number of experience points does grow, Lucas.
Well, yes.
Include the things that Lucas one-shotted as well.
Yeah, there are over 5 of them. Those points go
those,
to me.
Those quarter those CRs
points,
that they had.
Those points go to me. I thought that was a brilliant start. It helped. Definitely helped.
Yeah, because if we're dealing with wading through those fuckers while the others are hitting you with reach attacks, yes.
For your level, that is a deadly encounter.
I figured it was.
You think?
No, I didn't know if it was hard or deadly.
I mean, it's above the minimum requirement for deadly.
Gotcha.
But...
that would be...
It's definitely more fun than the shit they probably give you in the book, I'm sure.
Most of the encounters in the book don't go beyond about CR6.
Which is a joke.
For this high of a level characters that we are? Yeah.
Well, no, you just...
Unless you're fighting demon lords.
Well, that's a fair point.
Although Josh has an excellent
killed
speech...
Killed our fair share of demon lords.
Josh has an excellent speech on why D&D does what it does, and basically his point boils down to is that they want you to be heroes. So D&D is built in with the thought that it's idiots who have bad rolls that still have a good chance to win.
Yeah.
So if you run it straight out of the book without fudging anything, Like, you can run it for children, and children should still win most of the time.
Yeah, in fairness, though, we're idiots with moderate rolls in this fight, and we still came out on top.
But that's the thing. It's a deadly... It's, like, this is CR... I don't know. 18?
That was about my guess.
20? Like, it's significantly...
Cause I don't know, because...
There's a multiplier that gets involved.
Two sixes, two sevens, a bunch of quarters, and a 16.
I told you... You shoved me off when I told you that those... Those four were above 20.
That is not how that works.
Yeah, that's not how the CR has like a multiple. There's a whole thing.
Yeah.
Because like two CR10s are not necessarily the same as one CR20.
Right.
The way it calculates in the DMG is very weird. Like I would have to do exactly what Jeff did, which is sit there with a pen and paper and look at it. I've never done it enough to calculate it.
Yeah, for your level, a deadly encounter is 18,000 experience points worth of shit. And this was... About 25,000.
Which, I mean, it played as advertised because deadly is what? Expend 75 to 95% of resources or something like that? There's something in the book that defines it. Or die, yeah.
I mean, yeah, I have, I think, two spell slots left.
So, yeah, throw
them
I didn't
room. Want y'all to get bored.
No. The last two fights have been great. It just continues to solidify that I would like to write adventures with you, Jeff. Because I think if I sit down and come up with some interesting things and some interesting scenarios, you can come up with some interesting combat. We can get this shit knocked out.
I don't want to play that game.
I'm telling you, I'm really considering, now that I've got Rapana Thuck, thinking about how that would make an awesome DCC game.
Yeah, I could see that.
Brunor. Brunor.
Yes, you guys will be taken directly to King Brunor. He knows about the attack. He's heard that you guys intervened. He is thankful. He wonders what the hell you're doing back here.
And you're going to buy us a tank.
You're resting.
Nope, he spoke. He broke his rest.
King Brunor, we are headed for Luskan.
Insight rolls.
That's not a bad roll.
I was looking at a butterfly.
15.
You're resting.
Okay.
15?
Yep.
I heard it.
Schroeder?
15. Not really asleep.
No, you meditation. put in your ear things, your ear pods.
Put in my Fey pods.
And you put on your
I put in my Fey pods and just
and you put on your sleep mask.
Yeah, mine was just a 10.
And you sit in the corner and you go,
I'm not the one. Shut up. You
fucking song.
You say Luskan, and Brunor blinks.
Neat.
Something wrong, sire?
Does he not normally blink?
Why are you... No, like, what you said jarred him out of... He wasn't expecting that. Why are you going to Luskan?
Vacation.
Hey, the beach is great.
Who the hell are you?
The food alone is worth the trip.
To hunt down. Yeah, as you say, Brunor doesn't really know that we have two entirely different people adventuring with us, right?
No.
He's reincarnated.
He didn't know the first guy.
Still nothing, yeah.
Yeah, I know. I just be like, we're hunting down an archmage.
Want to join?
Which one?
Whiskey. Gromph.
Newt Bonray.
We killed two of the Demon Lords, by the way.
Did do that. Killed being
nope,
perhaps the
nope,
wrong
we
verb.
Killed them.
You weren't there.
Yes, I was.
No, you.
Yes, I was.
Do the roar!
You're asleep.
Sorry. You're a dragon. I'm
yeah, because technically you have the same brain.
Was
right?
that a Shrek 4 reference?
Yeah. It's one
I love you, Daddy.
It's one of his people. Like, dragon, do the roar.
I hate Lucas so much.
I'm awake tonight, guys. This is great.
We just discussed this. You're asleep.
Lucas is awake.
Did take out two demon lords. So that is accurate. Three? Two?
Wasn't it three?
Three, I think, technically.
Three total, right?
Technically, three are dead.
Yeah.
Right?
Didn't we fight one in some Dreamscape, Dream Warriors, Freddy Krueger shit?
Something like that. Or was that
No, that was the same one.
Yeah, it was part of the duel.
That was the one that Jublex killed.
I swear there was another one before that.
You had one in the gym. One of you still has that black gem on you.
Yes, maybe that's what we're gonna. It's in a lead box, I think. didn't we say we were gonna put it in the box or some kind? I don't remember.
But yes, it appears critical to get a hold of the Archmage of Menzoberranzan's spellbook.
Why would you think Luskin? Canterbury's there now.
Really? You might ask her if she's seen any drow archmages hiding in a tower in the middle of town. Because we got a vision that that's where he's at. It is very disturbing to me, King Brunor, if there is the...
Make another insight roll.
Yeah, your daughter's there. Perfect. 15.
23.
Not even close to that, so...
He's trying to play it off. He knows.
Fuck him up.
He knows Grump's there?
The fuck is that?
What? Did something crawl behind the
behind Dracula the Dracula one?
Behind it?
Yeah, I saw, like, movement.
A big bug?
Big enough that I noticed it from here.
Like a centipede.
It's a little silverfish.
Killed a big one in my bedroom, not that big.
Yeah, you're pretty sure he's not surprised by the news. He's more freaked out that you know it. And he's not saying anything about it.
It's kind of rude.
That's what you get.
Is there a reason why you didn't, when we said Luskin, you didn't automatically know that it was Grump? Or at least tried to act like you didn't?
Is there a reason you're a piece of shit?
Is there a reason why you're going to act like you didn't know exactly who the fuck we were talking about when we said Archmage and Luskin?
Well, right now there are a lot of mages in Luskin who could legitimately be considered archmages in their own right.
But are they official? Like,
but the one that brought all the demon lords, by the way, to this plane of existence, that would be Gromf.
I know.
How do you know?
Because he told me.
It's a trap.
He is helping rebuild the host tower. We have to have the host tower put back in place.
Can I cast Greater Restoration on Brunner?
Yes.
I will do that.
Okay.
I don't know. Just see if there's something that's maybe clouding his mind.
Absolutely not.
Oh, no. You used to have like a helm of like thoughts or something.
So why are you helping the guy who brought the demon lords here?
Honestly, he's helping us.
Sounds to me like he's playing you.
Elaborate any moment. Would be great.
You remember the whole primordial thing down below in the forge, right?
Yeah.
Without that host tower, we've been losing control of it. Gradually. As ever since we came back to Gondolgrim, we've never been able to keep it completely under control, and it's gotten worse. So they're rebuilding the host tower. The host tower is what generates the power it generates the power that fuels the water elementals that keep that thing in check.
And the most powerful drow sorcerer alive is just doing
back to Menzoberranzan.
So he's decided to help Gontalgrim out of the charitable dark black pit of his heart?
I mean, he is kind of an asshole.
And why couldn't he go back to Menzoberranzan?
I point to the wounds that I have in my open chest from fighting. Like, yeah, no, the whole bringing demon lords, kind of an asshole move. Well, with them destroying, you know, all kinds of cities in the Underdark, right? Yeah, yeah. But apparently we can't put Pandora back in the box without talking to him?
You can talk. Go look for Kashan, the new head of the Arcane Brotherhood.
All right.
Can you, like, give us a letter, token or something to say, hey, we're friends?
Caterbury can vouch for you.
She good eggs.
Cadbury eggs.
Oh.
Jeff was lost.
Because
both Jeff and Cody have seen it written, so it looks nothing like Cadbury.
Yeah, it does not look at all.
Yeah. It's like
Cadbury.
It has a hyphen in it, so Luke is like happy.
The Catholic laugh.
Quick way to get there, or
I mean, it's 100 and some miles from here. All right.
No teleportation circle or anything cool?
I don't know that there's one in Luskin yet. I don't know that there's enough of the tower there to have it yet.
Did that rich dwarf build that hyperloop or
to the fog cloud?
Yes, I will sleep because I'd like to heal. It doesn't sound like he's leaving anytime soon, and it sounds like he's on our side, sort of, so...
Yeah, we'll find out.
I've only got 1 6-level slot, so I have to rest, and I have to prepare that.
Oh, no,
that
we have... Yeah, we're absolutely resting, yeah.
Unless you have any objections, Jeff, I was just going to level... Or not level up, but...
I was just going to
level up. I'm just going to level up.
18 sound good for you, or should I go to 20?
I'll take 16.
I've just erased
14?
You can rest.
Yep.
All right.
And
let's go to Luskin.
Let's go to the mall.
I'm going to go pee before I do anything else today.
Is there anything we need to do in Gontalgrim? Because Kira's just going to say, let's go. I mean,
what is there to do there?
It's a giant dwarven forge.
Are there things you can, sell and get rid of that we don't need anymore?
It's up to you. Do you want more money?
I mean, yeah, money is not an issue. We have money, so...
You've not been here long enough to be allowed to sell all the other stuff from before. Sorry.
I'm not talking in character. I'm literally just talking.
Not either.
Okay.
Go pee, Lucas.
So, up to the surface and fly like the wind?
Although, I mean, it does beg, can we...
You taking the time to fill Bruner in on what's going on, or...
I mean, I might as well. I will sit down and give him a full report. I need to rest, but...
Yeah.
I like this image of, I don't know, some dwarven clerics, run in, and I'm talking about things, and they're, pulling off armor and bandaging up, and,
Yeah.
Pulling claws and teeth of monsters out, and... Yeah, I will... I don't want to be as presumptuous as to think that I would eat with the king, but,
Oh, no, you guys would absolutely be honored guests.
Tell them about how those other guys died. Apparently, there is not a big circle of death tyrant secrets. Apparently, that was just a side quest. Think about the egg on my face, King Bruner. And then these other fuckers, leapt off of this this giant pit and then turned them to dust. Fucking crazy shit. Just awful. But yeah, tell them about everything that's going on, everything we fought.
We've killed three beholders, a purple worm.
Two purple worms.
Did we fight two?
Yeah.
Oh.
We do have time and money, so can that work for us in any way?
With the problems with the primordial, the forge is not pumping out much in the way of magical items.
Okay.
I mean, that would be the big thing, actually, that we could get in Gontalgrim would be if we got more magical items or armor. Mm-hmm. That would be clutch.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Jeff has taken that off the table.
Trade some stuff in.
I mean, yeah, if you want to shave off some of your inventory, that's fine, but...
Cool fire sword, which doesn't really help toward with demons.
How about a cold sword?
I mean, if you got an ice sword, fuck, sign me up.
Ice swords do double damage. But yeah, unless Bruner has any reason for us to stay or wants to provide us any other information, I'll just give him a battle report.
No, he will let you know that when Grumpf teleported away from Menzo Berenson, he showed up here.
Why here?
He felt he had an ally here.
Who would that ally be?
A mercenary named Jarlaxle.
There's that name again.
Yeah, I know who it is. Cody knows who it is. Kira doesn't know who it is.
What the fuck did... Asshole?
I'm not going to spoil Jeff's fun. Jarlaxle can be a lot of fun. Like herpes is fun.
Who's Jarlaxle?
Jarlaxle is the head of a mercenary band out of Menzo Berenson called Bregendareth.
Okay.
You look confused.
Something's connecting in my head.
Is it a thought?
Was it all the stuff I was talking about earlier?
Kind of. and they're friends because...
So...
I want an answer to this question.
Okay.
Because they've had dealings. Jarlaxle has done work for Gromph. He's done work for the houses. He's...
Like...
He's a very independent...
Contractor.
Independent from the matron mothers. And just like Grumpf wants things to be. They see eye to eye in quite a few ways. What?
Nothing. I see what you're doing. Kira doesn't understand. Cody understands what you're doing.
That's the thing. I think I understand. Or I could be making it up, but I don't.
So question.
Yes.
How long ago was Grumpf here? Was it like he teleported straight from Menzo Berenson to here as soon as he released the Demon Lords? Which means you would have known about all of this before sending us back down in the Underdark?
Some of it, yes.
Asshole.
But he wouldn't have necessarily known. See, the thing that we need to fill Brunor in on that he definitely wouldn't know, unless he's got sources other than us, is all the shit going down with Araj. That's stuff we've all discovered.
Well, and in all honesty, Grumpf didn't know exactly what he did. He did not grasp the full implications of what he did. All he knows is that he botched a ritual, and Demogorgon popped up in the middle of Menzo Berenson and tore everything to hell.
Gotcha.
He just knew he couldn't go home.
So how aware now is he that of what he botched up?
Some of the reports that have come back from the folks that went with you, either through factions or whatever, some of that information has gotten back, and they're figuring out that it's a much more widespread problem.
So if it hasn't been spelled out, like, all of the Demon Lords escaped except for one.
Technically two?
No, they all got out of the Abyss.
Yeah. He said the thing, guys. He said the thing.
I didn't even mean to. I'll give you three guesses on who's left behind. The first two don't count.
Bruno probably wouldn't know. But yeah, you can kind of explain the whole thing to him.
We don't have to worry about Zuk'Damoy or Jublex anymore.
You guys handled the both of them.
We did.
Yep. Single-handedly.
And we fought Freddy Krueger.
That's amazing.
There were a couple of Myconids who died in the process.
We lost some. They lost some.
You handled two demon lords, but a beholder took out half the party. Interesting.
Easy. It's a touchy subject.
Got a few lucky shots in.
Okay.
Some misappropriated rules.
Anything else you want to talk to Brunner about?
No, I think going to Luskin is the next order of business.
Okay.
I want to see what's going on there. Very excited.
Okay.
Let's talk to Grumpf.
You guys can rest up, and you'll have your spell, and you can get there in a couple hours.
Yep. We can do that.
So, once you cast your spell and you windwalk there, are you going straight to the tower? Are you going to go through the city? What are you going to do?
We want to find Cadbury.
And her delicious cream eggs.
Not in a sexual way.
Just
state that.
Okay, going at 600 feet per 6 seconds or whatever it is,
yeah, yeah,
you're not going to be able to spot her.
I mean, we can not go that fast.
No. When you're in the spell, no, you can't. The only action you can take is dash.
Or end the spell.
Yep.
Mm. I mean, I think it's the thing. We drop down outside of town and we walk into town. I mean...
Okay, there's two gates. There's the north bank and the south bank.
We would have approached from the south bank, I presume, yeah?
Wouldn't we just pop in town?
I mean, we could.
Like, fuck a gate.
We all just wisp and pop right in the middle of town square.
It worked for Harry Potter.
I'm not opposed to that. It may cause a stir. As opposed to landing outside town and walking into the gate like normal.
Okay, I just sent you guys a picture. It's a map of Luskan.
So essentially...
The north gate would be the closest to Gauntlegrim.
The south gate is closer to the host tower.
I'm really loving Blood Island. That sounds...
Do you want to try and skip the wall and attract attention then? Or do you want to walk in?
There is a beach. You can totally go hang out on the beach if you want.
Yeah, but looking at this, it seems like the beach is down below some cliffs. Now, from our understanding before, the North Island is uninhabited, correct? Or the north side of the river?
Oh, that is true, right? You did say it was full of warehouses.
The Mirabar Shield?
Yeah.
That is the Dwarven Trading Company that was there. That is abandoned.
Got you.
You land there.
But the rest of this place, it looks like maybe one in every six buildings is
occupied,
destroyed almost, dilapidated, left abandoned. Some of them, it looks like giant chunks of stone went through the house or the building, and nobody's been there to clean it up.
Just drop into that trading company and walk down the road.
You could. Is that what you guys want to do?
I'm down with that.
Sure.
I'm not necessarily opposed to that.
That's fine.
Yeah. Okay. So these magical streaks of wind and cloud come blowing into the city, over the wall, and land in the Mirabar Shield.
Yep.
Okay. What are y'all doing? Once you're in there. Heading straight for the host tower, you gonna
or did you, is there something did you meet Catabry?
I would assume that I'd met her before. She would have been there at the beginning, wouldn't she have?
Right.
Okay. So send a message
to her.
Yeah. I'll just send a message to her.
Hey bro.
Yeah.
Just arrived into town trying to get some insight on what's going out or what's going on, fancy a pint. TTYL. Something to that effect, I think, would be good.
You'll get a message back saying, One-Eyed Jax, an hour and a half.
Okay. Do we know where One-Eyed Jax is?
You could probably find out fairly easily. It's a tavern and inn on the, just inside the north gate.
Oh, well, we picked the right side of town.
Okay. We will walk that direction.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Just... out of curiosity, what is everybody's passive perceptions?
20.
12.
17.
That's not true.
What? 16.
I was going to say 20 is I know, almost impossible.
How does it? How is that calculated again?
10 plus your...
10 plus your perception.
Perception.
So minus 15.
15, okay. So 17 is the high.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah, you'll be able to find your way to One-Eyed Jax. It's one of the only busy places that you see on this side of the river.
Sorry, it's plus your perception score, not your wisdom modifier. I thought it was
your
wisdom
perception score.
Are you proficient in perception?
That's why it's passive perception.
Yes.
Then it's your perception score plus 10.
17.
Okay.
I always thought it was wisdom modifier.
It's basically as if you rolled a 10 on a perception roll.
Gotcha.
Everybody can give me either an insight or a perception.
go with perception.
That is a 1.
Sweet.
16.
17.
22.
You did good.
There's a lot of drow here.
In the sun?
Yeah. Working the docks, working, rebuilding buildings. Yeah.
I mean,
an inordinate amount.
It kind of makes sense.
As in refugees from a destroyed Minza Baranzan?
Can't.
We have two big wig drows running the place.
Okay, sure. I'll go with that.
I mean, relative, yeah.
Do I throw him a bone, Jeff?
I don't care.
Okay. Couple of questions.
Yes.
These are more Cody questions, but male or female?
Male and female, actually.
Male predominantly? Or is it clearly male predominantly. Not male, male predominantly, but not exclusively.
Correct.
Which does tell you something. Attire?
No, they're drow.
Nothing out of the ordinary. Work clothes.
Sigils or other decoration?
No.
Females, anything special about any of the females in terms of attire or walking around, what they're doing?
Give me an insight roll on top of your perception.
That's not bad. You said insight?
Yep.
Insight's not a good roll for me. 12. I'm fine if that's not enough. I know that I'm not. I'm
no,
pushing.
For your character as a fighter, you would notice that most, if not all of them, move like fighters.
Interesting. Okay.
They're not just simple deckhands or something like that.
Sure.
They are more well trained in other things than what they're doing right now.
Sure. Is there any hostility or deference between the male and female interactions?
No.
That's really what I wanted to hit on. Curiouser and curiouser.
All very good questions.
Thanks. It's like I'm a fan of the drow. I want to know what the fuck is going on. And no holy symbols. I'm not seeing any sort of insignia on anybody that would give me any other insight.
No.
Okay. Got it. So while I don't expect to see a spider, I could see some masks. Okay.
Yeah, what's the web situation?
You don't see a big web motif or anything like that.
You don't see driders carrying crates or anything?
Correct. You guys make your way to the tavern.
Have a good pint. Wait for this all to blow over.
Okay. Find a cozy spot.
Mm-hmm.
Order a round of drinks.
Yep.
You
got a little bit of time before she's supposed to meet you.
I'm going to ask for fish.
Yeah.
God knows it's been a while since we've probably had actual meat.
Yeah.
No offense, I'm tired of eating your goddamn friends, I say as I shovel a massive, fish and chips.
As we're walking, I want to get eyes on a large tree.
You're not going to find much in here.
Okay. Would I have been able to see any just outside the city as we flew in?
Sure.
Okay.
Enjoying fish. Fish and chips.
Okay. That makes travel from here one rest instead of multiple. So anywhere we want to go.
Let me go to the bathroom real quick. That's sorry.
Good.
Yes, Troy. Would you like to conspire while Jeff is out of the room? Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
I won't completely spoil Jeff's party, but I'll definitely discuss. I'll answer yes or no questions or give you a radar. Not give you away any information that
the question I have, you may not answer or want to answer.
That's fair. Like I said, I don't wanna pee in Jeff's Cheerios.
I don't know how much of it is important or will be. I don't know.
He's gone. Look at his notes. Yes.
Are Gromph and Jarlaxle related?
That would be an easy question to ask. If you find, I would say you would feel fairly comfortable knowing that answer is no.
Oh, okay.
So are we just completely surrounded by Jarlaxle's mercenary group?
That's one thought. Just in the way that drow behave, it's a matriarchy. There are certain things going on.
It's entirely opposite of what it should be. Oh, here's another question. Are there females within the troop?
I am surprised that we're not seeing all males.
Yeah.
That is that should definitely be a question, because it is a matriarchal society mm-hmm. that reports up to the Spider Queen. Ostensibly, all women are a part of the matriarchal society, like, as a given.
Regardless of station.
In some ways, yes. Even if you're just the schmucky, you know, like mucking out the toilets, you still pray to Loth. You may not be a cleric, but there are no male clerics to Loth.
And essentially, any male non-sorcerers would still be, like, what was the word you used? Deverance?
That's the thing. The women rule with an iron fist.
They would be subservient to the women regardless of the woman's station. Correct. Unless they were at a level of Grom.
No. If you were a housed male, you could treat female, like, staff members poorly.
Yeah.
But anybody who's close to you in the social pecking order, you would be expected to show deference to of some way, shape, right. or form. As a respect to the station. You would not see in a
so
lot
So I was
of...
reading that correct. All the questions you were asking, yeah.
Yeah. Because I think that from a social hierarchy, from a social pecking order, this is not... what this interaction you're seeing here is not what you would see in most drow cities in the Underdark. Mm-hmm. This is not how men and women would interact in... if any of them had station. Now, that's not to say that women, you know, all are immediately elevated above right. the men, but it usually goes to assume that the women will be in charge of the raiding parties. The women will, you know.
Yeah. I think we're probably getting pretty close to recording.
Not yet. Not when I looked earlier. There's still a little bit of time.
Got you.
I'm curious if Jeff has a big finisher for this evening.
Yeah, because we probably ought to be getting pretty close to it.
Charlie asked one question that I answered.
What's that?
He asked if Jarlaxle and Gromph would be related, and I told him he could be pretty confident in assuming that answer is no. I don't know if he would have gotten a last name on Jarlaxle, but I just figured based on station and understanding, it would not be out of the realm of possibility for him to know that that answer is probably no.
Nobody knows Jarlaxle's last name.
Correct. But just from the assumption of, hey, I go by, I'm just Sting, or I'm just Bono, and the fact that the drow hierarchy is based entirely off of named houses, like, it just goes to suppose that if you're a mercenary trading, pirating group, and you go by a single name, you're not likely connected to the leading house
you're not
of the largest drow city.
Connected to a drow house that's still operating.
They're reading a little bit into some of the social stuff that I was asking questions about.
Okay.
But I didn't give away too much from what I had already asked, so.
Anything you'd like to ask me?
There are questions Cody has, but I think it's a hop, skip, and a jump for Kira to know those.
My only question, when I don't know how much pertinent it is even, like I was telling them, but I asked Cody if Gromph and Jarlaxle are related.
There's no indication to that.
Okay.
And the thing that I explained to Jeff, I found a way to phrase it better than when I talked to you a minute ago, is just that it's a social hierarchy where everyone is known by their house name, and nobody even knows what Jarlaxle's last name is. He's just Jarlaxle. So he does mercenary pirating trading work, so it's possible, but it would be presumed unlikely.
Okay.
You know, Prince, could he be the man in the Iron Mask? Could he be, you know, could he be the lost, forgotten son? It's possible, but not likely.
Well, see, the thing about drow houses, I mean, this would have been common knowledge for Malveus or something like that.
I'd give it a lot more if Malveus was still around.
Yes. You guys wouldn't necessarily know this, but once a drow matron has a son, if you have a second one, you sacrifice it.
This is the second son.
Yep. In the books that you read, mm-hmm. the Homeland books about Dritzt, the night that he was born, they were about to sacrifice him until they heard that the other son died.
Right. Because he was killed on the raid.
Right. He was killed, well, I guess it would be third brother. You can't have more than two. So maybe I'm
Yeah, I was gonna say, I thought he had a brother.
Yeah, it was one brother that killed the other.
Right.
So now Drizzt wasn't the third son. That's right. I'm one off. But yeah.
The only other thing that I, Cody, would bring up, I just messaged you. I don't know if it's common enough knowledge. I don't think it is.
No.
Okay, so I thought.
I mean, maybe here on the surface there would be mention of Illystria.
But I just don't know if they would, if it's common enough knowledge.
Give me a religion check. Anybody can if they want to.
I'll roll a die.
Because I think that is potentially in play here.
Modified 20.
24.
You guys know that there are other drow gods. One of the main ones on the surface is Illystria. A lot of the drow that break away from Menzo Baranzan and things like that and the worship of Loth end up with Illystria. There's also other evil gods that are tied to Loth, but not in accordance with.
Is Illystria Loth also evil?
Oh no.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, I was gonna say, what is Illystria?
Like god
chaotic,
of will,
chaotic good.
Yeah,
god of moon, god of the moon.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Kind of like moon wilderness druid type. You know.
Yeah, I think
dance
so
in the forest naked type shit.
Gotcha.
Because I didn't know if they would know things like Verun and all the socio-political stuff that gets involved with that or not. I didn't
probably
know
not, because most of the news that would come out of Menzo Baranzan was Loth is it.
Yeah, 100%.
Because if you in Menzo Baranzan, if you worship somebody other than Loth, you are executed. But yes, there are other deities besides Loth that are worshipped.
Which would be a natural connection if you're seeing different social interactions. That gotcha. There's additional, not only social hierarchy differences going on, but also religious and, you know, sort of cultural goals and everything like that.
Right.
So that's the thing. If they are refugees from Menzo Baranzan, which is possible, they're not acting like people from Menzo Baranzan. Doesn't mean that they're not, but that's just my presumption, Cody, from what Jeff has told me. That's kind of what I'm hoping to discuss with Cadbury.
As you find your way to the tavern, you do notice that the sign is probably not what you expect.
Okay.
It's not one-eyed Jack's, Jack apostrophe S.
It's an X. The sign have a dark-skinned man with a flamboyant
nope.
hat and feather?
It does not.
Okay, just curious.
I mean, I assumed the same thing when you... Just it's too close of a coincidence.
Mm-hmm.
I still want my fish.
Yeah, you go in, you get your fish, get drinks, you sit and wait. Eventually, Cadbury comes walking in.
What's up, girlfriend?
It is good to see you in one piece, Kira.
Yeah, there are several that, I mean, I've left pieces of me all over the Underdark, but...
I've died twice.
Yeah. Ringo, Shep.
So what brings you here?
Yeah, there's a construction project going on with some unique architects.
You could say that. How much do you know?
Enough. He's important to stopping it. I can tell you that much. Probably be nice to have a chat. Which is better than I thought what we were going to have to do, which was steal from him. I don't know how friendly the terms are.
I mean, he's kind of an asshole.
Yeah, well.
Your dad said the same.
My dad probably thinks he's more of an asshole than I do.
What was I asleep? When was this?
What's
yes,
that?
Go back to sleep.
What'd you say?
I said, was I asleep? I don't remember.
Where are all the drow coming from?
They're rebuilding Luskan.
Right, but why?
Because their boss told them to.
And their boss is...
Old Jax?
Yeah, that's a fair bet. Fair guess.
Okay. Cody knows what that means.
Their boss owns a restaurant.
Yep. Just regular motherfucking Bobby Flay. That's Drelaxle.
They've been here for years. They're... If it wasn't for him, I don't...
Call it a comeback.
If it wasn't for him, I don't think that the city would still be functioning.
As we walked from where we entered to here, how busy, bustling...
Not very.
Was it? Okay.
Like we were saying, it's there's only like 1 in 6 buildings that are occupied.
I thought you said 1 in 6 were destroyed.
Yeah, that too.
Oh, okay.
I'm not as worried about Jerlaxle's doings as I am about, you know.
Yeah.
I said we need something from him if we're going to make it stop.
I can set up an introduction, but I don't know how helpful he'll be able to be.
We've been known to be persuasive.
Just look at that pun.
How helpful do you think you'll be able to be? And a chair will pull out and a man will sit down.
Now, when you say man.
Yep.
Human.
The man?
Looks like it. Dark skinned.
Incredibly tanned.
Incredibly tanned, yes.
Not drow.
No, absolutely not. Human.
Bald, I believe.
No, this guy's not. Dark curly hair. If you had to guess, Callum Shan.
And you are?
I'm Kassan, but I think you know who I am.
So is this like a rental agreement for you folks? Is this, timeshare? You all sitting around and singing Kumbaya?
No, all this is Jerlax. This isn't me.
No. I point west.
Oh, the tower?
We point at the tower we saw walking over here.
Yeah.
It needed rebuilt, and they'll need somebody to watch it.
Right, I get why you're here. I'm more curious about your guest.
Okay, Jeff is confused. Which guest?
Gromph.
You're talking to Gromph.
I don't know that. I'm talking to a human. So, egg on my face.
Yes.
Wait a minute.
Based on everything she's told me, I would have expected smarter.
Yeah, well...
Barbarian.
He's the barbarian I knew. I just don't know.
And why
talk
is
much.
He doing the talking for you?
Because I don't know the lore. Jackass. You know why I'm not talking.
Eh, well, you know. We didn't run from the demon lords. We killed 2 of them, so I mean, you know, whatever you'd like to how you'd like to keep score. How many of you put away? We'd appreciate your help in undoing your mistake.
Mistake, yes.
She's not clever enough. Maybe she is.
I mean, we saw it in the library.
Well, I mean...
And his reaction to it. It obviously wasn't his plan.
No, but to think that he didn't execute it specifically is missing the writing on the wall that there's only one that's not walking around. I don't know what happened to your spell. I don't know, but apparently we're trying to, you know, put them all back where they belong. And we need your help to do that.
Really? How so?
Well, the barbarian will continue to speak about magic things that I do not understand, but apparently...
We need to reverse engineer the spell, essentially, that you
fought.
Yeah.
That is well beyond any of you.
It's not any of us that will be doing it.
Where are the gophers? Your spell book, if you don't mind.
I don't have it. I don't have that particular book.
You mind...
Who is going to... reverse engineer my spell?
A friend. Pretty cool guy.
He's got a tower of his own, actually.
Silly man. Tall hat.
Wizard on it. 2 Z's.
Means he's extra wizardy.
I mean, you can sit here and look at me and not explain things if you want, but...
I don't know. Do you guys want to tell him who the wizard is?
Not particularly.
Where is the book?
Who do you think is going to be able to decipher my spell? You sound confident. I would like to know. I don't hand this type of power out to people.
trying to remember everything about it. Because he's from a house that was destroyed, right?
I honestly don't remember.
Devere? Isn't that no longer... It was a house that was destroyed, right? Was Devere the house that was destroyed by Duerden?
Are you asking Jeff?
I'm asking Jeff.
Yes.
Okay. I don't know enough about wizard shit to know if giving someone a name is a bad thing. I assume that it is.
Usually, yeah.
Just especially in general, in this case, I think it's especially not good.
It's
Could I just give a last name?
No.
It's probably worse.
Because wasn't he the last one?
Yeah, but it wasn't Gromph. It wasn't Bonre. It wouldn't have been their house that would have had any issue with him being alive anyways. It was the Duerdens who are already gone.
I feel like they all have issues with all of them being alive, in a sense.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be quid pro quo, so unless you have a clever response, I don't have a clever retort to Jeff right now, so we have to give him something.
I was just going to give him the last name.
Give him the last name.
Devere. Probably haven't heard that name in a while.
I haven't.
No. There's at least one left.
If it's somebody who can decipher my spell, then I'm 99% sure I know who you're talking about.
Well, good. So let's get the spell book and get on with the...
Vizarin is still alive.
We didn't get a first name.
He's a mysterious man. Tall hat.
Two Z's.
Okay, what... I need details. What is he having you do?
We need your book.
We are collecting components to put Pandora back in her box.
What has he had you collect?
Some hearts, some angel feathers. I will be very vague.
Some eggs.
Some nasty stuff.
You literally see him pull out a little notebook and start scribbling in a notebook.
Like the ingredients?
No, like you can get a look at it. He's holding it right there in front of you. It's equations.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to figure out what exactly you're trying to do. He's not going to give you his work without knowing what you're going to use it for.
I've got all of it.
We told him.
No. I mean, where's the?
We told him we're trying to reimburse the spell. Like, what?
Well, right. But once you tell him Vizarin is involved in this, he doesn't trust a goddamn thing that Vizarin has told you.
Should we?
That's a very good question.
Like, for all we know, we're making it worse.
What are you? Was that a yes?
Let him fight it out.
The whole idea is a calling.
A calling or a culling?
A calling. From what you're telling me, this ritual that he's putting together, you're trying to call them all together in one place.
I believe that was the gist of it, yes.
Yes, that is what Vizarin told
you. Yeah, no, I remember it.
Yeah.
No, but you have a sending stone for Vizarin. Hand it to Gromph.
That's a good point. They could just have a chat right now.
But I want to know what's said.
Yeah, and you wouldn't.
Anything you want to ask him?
Does this thing have a speakerphone?
I can...
Put it on speaker!
No, I don't... I wouldn't trust anything he told me. There's no point. Did he tell you where he wants you to draw them?
Well, it was all about drawing them to a single point, and then there was another effect which was actually going to banish them, but I don't remember what it was. Is it us killing them?
You're dragging all these rabid dogs into one spot, hoping that they will fight each other.
That's right.
He told you that he needed to do it in Menzel Berenson.
I thought that was the case.
Fair point.
And so long as you're relating this to Gromph, mm-hmm. he will tell you that's bullshit.
Well, yeah,
it doesn't.
Probably.
It can. You can do it anywhere.
Sure.
You don't have to do it there.
So why would he choose that?
Because they murdered his entire family and threw him out of town.
And because he wants to destabilize the matriarchy.
Isn't that what you want?
To an extent,
good
yes.
Point.
I mean, I'm pretty sure this whole thing started with him trying to ruin the connection to Loth in the first place, but
I don't think so.
I don't know. It's ironic that she's not here, so I wonder if that was the spell.
Tit for tat, what were you trying to do?
I was trying to summon a demon lord.
It worked.
in control of it.
Oh, that didn't work.
Why?
Why summon him?
Yeah.
For power.
Aren't you a pretty cool wizard guy?
I'm a pretty cool wizard in the middle of a city full of even cooler priestesses. For all my power, there's a whole city worth ready to stand against me. I don't have the power to make change. So how much of all this are you guys explaining to him? The whole thing?
Apparently
not. Everything that's going on?
I mean, to me, I'm telling him what he needs to know. We are reversing the spell. We are bringing them all together in the hopes that they beat the shit out of each other. We're collecting these items. We need his spell book to continue.
Right.
And I'm flaunting the fact that we've killed two of them already.
Yeah. He will pick apart the points of everything that Vizarin has said. Give you a more factual idea of what is going to happen. What you guys are going to have to handle. And he says this maze engine that you tell me about. From what you guys have found out, I think that may be one of the most powerful weapons that you may have against these demon lords. The Modrons called it an orderer. It makes me think that it's a... oh my god, I can't think of the word now.
Orderer. Put her back together.
It looks an orrery. The thing that the model of the planes.
Yeah, yeah.
I've read about them. They set things back to order.
Okay.
Provided it's working, provided you can turn it on, it might do more than Vizarin is currently able to do. If you can get if you can get all of them there, that may be your easiest bet.
Don't look at me, I'm not a magic person. I like the giant kaiju fight myself. I think that sounds awesome.
Sounded really cool. Yeah.
Well, but we can't get we'll have to fight whatever's left or whatever
but
teams.
But first,
up
you need
us.
My book, right?
Yes,
correct.
He'll look over to the bar. Can you get a man? And
get what? Can you get what did you say?
Can you get them in?
Them in. I think you said a man, and I was like, who's a man?
Is Jarl Axel behind the bar?
It's not actually Jarl Axel. He's still down below. Yeah, we can set something up.
It's the Bob's Burgers equivalent to a drow. What are the specials? Like, what kind of funny burgers do they have in this place?
Oh. No, it's a human guy behind the bar.
A human guy or a human guy?
No. A human guy with a fancy jewel-hilted dagger on his belt.
Oh.
Yep.
Bouncer.
Yep.
Isn't that like a sign of rank?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
It's another character.
Only Cody knows.
Yeah, I don't think you've gone far enough in the books for him. But, yes. If we can get you down there, we can get you through the city.
The city.
So we need to break into...
Yeah, it'll be less breaking in if... So long as I can tell you where to go and
more
what to do.
Escaping.
Huh?
More like escaping.
No, you'll be sneaking in, but you won't have to do a whole lot of the breaking in. Jarl Axel can get you into the through the city and into Source Air.
Are there any big plants in the middle of Source Air?
No.
Okay. Let's make sure I grab.
I'm trying to think what the area of town is. Donnegarten, I think, is where they have the larger fungal growths.
I'll just bring it with me. Plant growth.
Yeah.
You can get us in, I can get us out.
Okay.
We just have to make our way through the entirety of Sorcerer to the tallest tower of the scariest place.
That shouldn't be too much trouble. The Council of Spiders will get you through Sorcerer.
So where's the hard part?
The hard part's going to be surviving this ritual.
Is it too late to tell you that I have arachnophobia?
Yes.
Fair point.
All right. Can't wait to go to Sorcerer.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm just going to say that when you're not yawning.
No, it's just because I know the landscape. Like, it was great to come up to the surface and to get Jarlaxle's help and to get the bartender to help.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I think that's the next step, right? We plan the entrance, we plan the run to Menz Oberdzan to get his book. We get information from Gromph, and we get information from Jarlaxle, and we get information from the mysterious bartender, who I will call Strider, given nothing else from Jeff at the moment.
Anyone want to come with?
No, big damn heroes.
If you have any magical items that could help us upon a quest?
You have a key to your tower so we don't get incinerated.
Yes, and that's basically what he'll give you.
I'll take that.
He'll give you a one-time token to get you through. Next time we'll...
travel to the city?
Yeah. Finally going to the City of Spiders.
In the city of spiders, Menz Oberdzan.
We've got to be getting close to the end.
Underdark.
Yeah, we are.
I mean, every time we're getting closer.
No, I mean, it just seems like this is like a big step towards the end.
Well, yeah, you guys made me rewrite this shit. I'm skipping to the end.
Shit.
No one made you do shit.
Our title track, Elders, is provided by Sleep for the Weary off their debut album, Nocturnes. Learn more about the band at sleepfortheweary.com. Want to continue the conversation? Find us on Facebook at Fans of the Rancor's Brothel or on Twitter at Rancor's_Brothel. Need more actual play episodes? Find over 1,000 individual episodes at our website, rancorsbrothel.com. Thank you for listening. Much love, and keep circulating the tapes.